Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift, and I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv. She hates coconut and her chocolate just like I do. And she's a tofu taster, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, liking coconut and his chocolate with a creepy-ass wave, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And our forces combined, we make up the Morning Shift. Some of us have great top five lists. Some of us have garbage lists. You can figure out who's who.
It's weird that you're trying to play to the people that way. Because yesterday you were like, man, this is a good list. Other than a slight tweak to the Almond Joy, this is a good list. And now it's a garbage list. Get it out of here.
I didn't say you were the one with the garbage list. You did. You implied that. I just said some of us have garbage lists. I could have been talking about Dylan.
Was it weird that you were looking at me then? Because that's different.
Well, I don't know. You complain at me daily that I don't make enough eye contact with you, and then I do, and then you complain that I make eye contact. So I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, what do you want from me? I can't make you happy.
You're literally hearing, like, the behind-the-scenes conversations that happen.
I was about to say. Which is why I'm not going to talk anymore, but I don't know when's the last time I said anything about your weird eye contact.
You're like, you're not looking at me.
I think that's your own guilty conscience coming out.
No, you said it all the time. You said it last week. You're like, yeah, you can make eye contact with me.
So we've gone from every day to last week, I said.
I'm just telling you.
Anyways, people want to hear about sports today.
A firm action. I don't know. Do people really want to hear about the Hawks' injuries and the Falcons' woes? I don't know.
I want to double down on a statement I made the other day because it's another rainy morning. Yeah. And I would like you to drive slow. Your manager would rather get you get there a little bit late than get there on the time. Can you guess who at 92.9 The Game heard me say that and was like, that's not true?
Abe Gordon.
Yeah, it is Abe Gordon.
That's such an Abe comment. Oh, my gosh. That's such an Abe comment.
Abe, I think Abe seeks out to be the contrarian at times. Wait, just to have a conversation starter. I'm like, dude, you can just say, hey, how you doing? Like, it's cool. I'll talk to you about your life, man.
I told him yesterday, I said, it's a good thing that you do radio for a living because you don't really like listening to anybody else's opinion. It's a good thing you're allowed to get yours off the chest.
And what my favorite part is, we were talking, the whole Michael Penix thing from last week.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know where people are getting ankle and foot from. And he was, like, confused on it. We start saying, he's like, show me in the transcript where he doesn't say ankle or where he says it's not ankle or foot. And I said, right here. And then he goes, I don't know about that. And I'm like,
first of all, you're making yourself sound a lot more friendly in this conversation than you actually.
I was very friendly.
Right here, Abe.
Abe, how about you shut up and get over here and look at the freaking transcript? I got it right here, you idiot.
That was more what that conversation was like.
I never called him an idiot.
That was more, maybe not to his face. Anyways, for the love.
We should also just put out this disclaimer. We all love Abe Gordon, by the way.
He's one of my favorite people.
I know. Well, he truly Abe's great. Is.
I thought you could tell by the way we're talking about him. We weren't talking about him in this light. If we mention you by name, we like you. If we don't, probably means we don't. But you can tell if we're talking about you.
Well, let's catch up on everything that's happened since we last got to chat. The World Series is tied up 2-2. Blue Jays won 6-2 last night against the Dodgers in Game 4. Game 5 is for tonight. Sydney Sweeney did the hype video last night. I mean, so many people were complaining about that one.
They were just upset.
Yeah, you set me up for something there. But if they were upset, they probably don't like
Not one person Blue Jean was upset, either. Bo. Not one person was upset.
Did you see Sydney Sweeney's going to play Chrissy Martin, the female boxer that was the one that kind of really, like, one of the first female boxers that I really remember jumping on the scene? And I'm like, man, like, that's different. Like, I'm going to watch it, but that's not the look I like to see Sydney Sweeney going as in my movies.
Sydney Sweeney's not going to sway me. Still Blue Jays all the way. Drake needs to do the Blue Jays hype video next.
Yes. That would be great. You can go back to Degrassi and do all that stuff.
I would curse them.
The NCAA is delaying the rule change, allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports after Greg Sankey said the SEC is not on board. The Hawks play tonight in Brooklyn. You can hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game kicks off at 7:30. And the Saints will be starting rookie QB Tyler Shuck over Spencer Rattler when they face the Rams this week. And, of course, the Falcons have signed cornerback A.J. Woods to the practice squad.
I don't even know what to make of that.
No.
Okay. Is there some kind of depth thing that we need here?
Well, maybe. Know.
Usually when there's a move, I'm like, oh, okay, I get that.
I need to look up A.J. Woods a little bit more. But, I mean, I don't know. At this point, it really, for me, it's, you know, he's a DB. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they feel like they need more depth there. I mean, I'm sure there could be there was a corresponding move somewhere in there. Maybe someone is being, being activated or something. I don't know. The practice squad, it doesn't really matter to me at this point. I'm more worried about the health of some of the players that we need to get back.
Well, let me ask you about that because the trade deadline is coming up. Where do you want to see some moves made?
I honestly don't. What are you gonna give up?
I'd rather sell than buy.
I mean, I don't know if I'd rather sell than buy. I think there's a lot of time, but I'm gonna give up a draft pick. You know, I already don't have a first, right? So I think I'm missing a seventh maybe too. I'd have to go double check. I think they only have five this year. I could be wrong. I don't know. But what am I going to give up for a role player? Essentially, you've got guys signed. I mean, you need what you need is health, and you've got Storm Norton's coming back probably sooner than later. Obviously, he's like I think 8 or 9 days in his 21-day window now. What are you trading for? Are you going to trade for a wide receiver? I mean, you know, a stopgap mainly is what you're going to get. You're not going to get a guy that's going to be here for a couple of years, most likely, because you got to spend on other places next year.
There's nobody in this team you'd sell at this point, like that you thought you could get something back for some kind of draft capital.
Who?
If you get back like a sixth rounder.
Okay.
He's having a decent year, but like, let me just throw out Kyle Pitts in the final year of his contract. Would get a couple eyeballs.
I'm 3-4, not 1-6. I mean, no. I mean, a sixth round pick for Kyle Pitts when he's having the best year he's had since his rookie year in his first 7 games? No, I mean, because now who the hell am I throwing to? I have no one that can take his spot. I mean, no. Tegan Quatoriano, is he suddenly going to start? I mean, I just don't think it makes sense. If you traded Kyle Pitts today, then you might as well just have a fire sale because that's what you're doing. Because I'm not saying he's the be-all, end-all, but I'm just saying he's the only guy that you have in that position that can catch the football consistently.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. And you know, I think there's a lot of flaws that go into that that kind of lead you to that thing. But I just think, like, if you're going to make a trade, you have to trade somebody that other people are going to want. And that's where we, you know, that's where you kind of sit.
If your message is we're trading Kyle Pitts, that means that the head coach and the GM have assurances that no matter what, they're coming back next year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So if you're sitting in your car saying trade everybody, then you better remember that, because that means you're running this back again. And I'm not advocating for firing or keeping of anyone. I think you're way too early in the season for any of that. I think we got a lot of almost 3 months to play out. But what I'm telling you is that is what I hear. If you go to the owner and say, this is what our plan is, we're going to get rid of this guy, that guy. We're going to load up. We're going to, you know, well then, for one, you're not going to get what you think you're getting. You're getting unknowns.
Yeah.
A 6-round pick for Kyle Pitts is,
I guess my point being with Kyle Pitts, and I'm not saying I would, but I'm just throwing candidates out there. If you were going to be a seller at the trade deadline, because you don't have that much draft capital. Right. And I think that my point would be is if you think we're talking about a window for Michael Penix, which is what we're always talking about in the NFL, the quarterback window before you have to pay the quarterback $50, $60 million a year, right? So if your window opens next season, all right, just put the coordinators, the coaches, GM, whatever aside, you would think, okay, this guy's on an expiring contract. He's somebody that would get eyeballs. We might as well get whatever capital we can back, and our window opens next year, and we can utilize that for the open window. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'd trade Kyle Pitts. I think you're right. I think he has stepped up to the plate. But if you don't have any designs on signing him to an extension, and you play, let's just say you slip to 3-5 this weekend, then I think you start looking at those kind of equations.
Let me give you a more realistic name, I think. Caden Ellis. Because I think that's a guy that can fit most any defensive scheme at the position he plays. He's on the last year of his contract. He's played at an all-pro level the last 2 years, and he's on his way to another one. And he could step in immediately, help someone, and look. Now you completely weaken the position. But I think you're getting, if you're going to do that, and I hate these conversations because I'm just not I think you get like a third or a fourth for a guy like that. But also, again, you got to remember a 6-round pick is not loading up to me. Like, I think a 6-round pick is it, now unless you got. You got designs to turn that pick into like a third round pick.
That's what it always is, right? But if you're going to trade up in the second round, like we always do, you send a sixth along with it, and that's how it always happens.
You know, you're essentially you're punting on the season if you trade either one of those guys. That is essentially what you're doing. So you better understand as a fan that you're bringing everybody back.
Well, I think the next question becomes then, do you believe the Super Bowl roster as it sits right now? And I think if the answer is no, then I think you have to look at those kind of things.
The goal is to get in the playoffs. I know that you can say the end goal is always the Super Bowl, sure. But in the NFL playoffs, we've seen teams get hot. The Falcons 16 run, they didn't get hot till the second week of December. They were 6-5, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they lose the SEC championship weekend to Kansas City. It was the Eric Berry game. And they go on a run. And the next thing you know, they're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and we all know what happened from there. But the reality is you can make runs in this league. So I think defensively, you're good enough to play for a Super Bowl. Offensively, you're not playing like it.
Well, coming up, it is time to move forward. We're going to size up this Sunday's game between the Falcons and the Patriots. We're going to take a look at their offense, our defense, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well at 6:22. And we are covering Falcons defense, Patriots offense today. But I want to remind you that you can join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of their show this Thursday as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on in, stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview this week's biggest college and pro football matchups. It's Dukes and Bell live Thursday from 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
Hey, before we get to the conversation last night,
yeah,
my son, I bought a Waldo book. Y'all ever dabbled in the Where's Waldo world?
Of course.
And the I Spy books?
Absolutely. Dude, I love the I Spy books.
My son is on the I Spy and Where's Waldo's right now. Like, I'm like, dude, this is going to be awesome.
So fun. Yes.
This is going to be so sick. Like, he's so into it. And, like, obviously I find them probably, like, 10 minutes before he does.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's got, like, Winda, and that's his girlfriend, and then his brother that wears the yellow and black. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, you know, hey, I think maybe, hey, well, let's check all around the ship.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's look right here. And I'm like shining my flashlight from my phone on it. And he's like, Daddy, I got it. I found it before you did. I'm like, oh, good job, buddy. Man, it's so good, though. Like, that's so much fun. I miss those books from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Used to always have those in the school library where you'd go and they were just always checked out.
So you said Waldo, I Spy. What about Magic Eye? Is he getting there yet?
Is that the one with the illusion?
That's a difficult one to figure out.
I don't think he's there yet.
Magic Eye. I don't think.
You have to pull the page straight to your face and cross your eyes to get it to form the picture.
Back in, back out, and it's like some kind of, it's the little
optical illusion.
Yeah, the illusion book. It's crazy. But yeah, the Where's Waldo thing, man, I had a flashback. We went through the I Spy, so I bought him a Waldo, dude, and he was glued for like an hour.
Real quick, speaking of what we did last night, I watched Unknown Number.
What did you think?
So sad. That's so sad,
isn't
dog.
It, bro?
That isn't is it? So sad.
How? How can a person be that way?
I was like, man, first of all, I think the lady who it ended up being is lying about it not being her at the start.
Exactly.
I think it was her from the beginning. I think she was just trying to, you know, comp a little bit, but yeah, that's just so sad. So sad.
She needs to donate her brain to science. We need to know how that happened and why.
She's got a mental health issue. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I mean, she said it herself. Definitely.
Unfortunate. Yeah, man, it's crazy. That was a crazy one. I'll never forget that one.
Keep us posted on when the Magic Eye starts up. Maybe your son and Dylan can try it together.
Yeah. So
hey, I'll be down. Ridge, you see anything yet, Ridge? I'm not getting it, Ridge. I don't got the picture yet, bud.
Dude, y'all would be best friends. I could see y'all hanging out.
Like, me and Ridge would definitely be best friends.
Passing books back and forth. I got this one. You take this one.
Right. I found this one, Ridge. See if you can knock out that one.
Well, it is Wednesday. We do need to turn the page on the game against the Dolphins. Look ahead. Falcons play the Patriots this weekend on the road. Pre-game with Mike and Bo at 11 here on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is 1 with Wes and Arch. And today, we're taking a close look at our defense against the Patriots offense. Everyone has their new charts today. I see everyone perusing them. What matchups have you seen so far that have you a little bit concerned?
I don't know about Bo, but I'm scared to pick one. I'm scared to pick one. We had one of the better run offenses in the league against the worst rush defense in the league last week, and it's like, oh, this ought to be good for us. This is, you know, put one check mark in our category.
I mean, J.D. Bertrand versus anybody.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, if we play J.D. Bertrand this week, we might give up 250 rushing yards. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I've had enough. I don't understand. You can't run that out there the same way. You're going to have to figure something out because they're going to come off the ball and try to run interior run game on you and then basically work you on the outsides with their passing game. And they're going to, which is exactly what the last 2 weeks have been, essentially. And I mean outside, I mean, you know, like the perimeter stuff where, you know, they do a good job of using their tight ends. They've got, you know, Austin Hooper, who we know, but Hunter Henry, who's probably one of the better tight ends. You know, I don't say he's like top five, but he's a top 15 tight end in the NFL as far as receiving. They're going to try to use him. You know, wide receiver-wise, I mean, it's Stephon Diggs and Kayshon Boutte and then kind of everybody else, but everybody else steps up too. They do a really good job of play design. Josh McDaniels is a jerk, but he's a very good jerk at contriving up game plans that can exploit weaknesses. And we have a weakness right now that's glaring. And unfortunately, I don't know how you plug it because both the players that would plug that weakness are injured, which is Troy Anderson and Devon Diablo.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too, watching, and I'm curious if you had this takeaway. I think this is the offense that Josh McDaniels probably wanted to run when he was the head coach in Denver. Like, I'm looking at Drake May's rushing yards last week, 62. Some of that obviously scrambles, but he did get sacked, what, six times last week, maybe more than that.
And a lot of that was interior. They kept using Myles Garrett to kind of stunt, and they kept getting him on the rookie from Georgia, Jared Wilson.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that Jared Wilson was just getting demolished, but he was getting pushed back just enough.
Right.
That when May tried to escape, and you know this as hard as any as well as anybody, Myles Garrett is probably one of the best guys in the league at getting off of a block and keeping one, you know, his shoulder, and he was able to. I think two that way.
Yeah, and he obviously Myles Garrett's going to get his, but it is funny because I was watching it and I was thinking back to Tim Tebow, and him drafting Tim Tebow in Denver, and I'm going, this is exactly what he was looking to do. Like this is what it, and what was that? 15 years ago? Yeah, it was my draft. Yeah, 15 years ago. And so you look back on it, and I'm going, okay, this is exactly what he wanted to be part of this. Drake May running around, running bootlegs, powerful run game. I wouldn't call them a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think they've got some players, and I think that they play with a lot of toughness. I think that Will Campbell's still kind of growing into it. I think Jared Wilson has struggled.
Call him big.
What's that?
Call him big. Not good, but big. They're a big offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
They have one guy, you know, under 310.
Yeah. Well, and I think the important part of that conversation is, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but they have to find a different style of play up front. And, you know, Jeff Ulbrich, when he got the job, he set up and said, hey, we're multiple. Now, we're not 3-4-4-3, we're multiple. Well, we've kind of been in a lot of 3-4 shell the last couple of weeks. And so I think you're going to have to find a way to be more of a moving target. And maybe some of that does have to do with the Zach Harrison injury. Going back and look at the tape, I thought Sam Roberts played well. I think he played, I don't know, somewhere between 15 and 20 snaps. I thought he actually had a pretty good week. And you can see, I mean, he's one of those guys that actually can push the pocket and play with leverage much in the way that Zach Harrison does. And so I'd like to see more of him. I think you have to find a way to get four big bodies on the field, not including Leonard Floyd. And maybe he's included in that as well and kind of gives you that five-man shell. But if you don't find a way to get bigger bodies, this is an offensive line that will absolutely move you out of the way, and then Drake May is going to be running behind him.
I think you miss being able to have Lakell London, Sam Roberts, Onyemata, and Zach Harrison on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
Some combination of that group, if not all four at the same. But I also think that a lot of this was masked by Devon Diablo's speed.
I agree.
And it's not just – guys, you can play fast all you want. You can run to the wrong spot as fast as you want and still leave a gaping hole. He did a good job at filling at fitting the run right, and I thought Bertrand had some misfits in the run when he came in against San Francisco, but I thought he did a better job in the second half. I thought he played slow against the Dolphins, and I don't think I don't I don't know how much it was misfitting of just not getting to the getting there on time.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That sucks because I feel like I'm picking on the guy, and he's a local kid, and I don't, I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you what it looks like, and if I can see it, I know that they can. But I mean, there's no that's the problem for me is I don't think there's any secret. They're gonna have some wrinkles that you're not expecting, like everybody does. Like most teams should every week.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that you're going to see Sunday that you don't know is coming, because every team is going to bring it until you stop it. That's it. That's the template.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, on both sides of the ball.
I'm sitting there watching them go jumbo, attached tight end, fullback, and I'm having freaking flashbacks of Miami doing the exact same thing to us last week. When we talk about unscouted looks, yeah, it was an unscouted look. Shouldn't have worked. Bullied us.
This is the best quarterback you faced since Josh Allen. And you got lucky enough when you played I think Washington's still decent with Mariota in there, because I think Kingsbury can do some things that he wants to do maybe with Jaden Daniels still, which is going with some of those jumbo packages and running like some read option stuff, right? But the reality, but Drake May can do all that too. Like, Drake May can do all that. He's pretty athletic. It's funny how crapped on he was, because everyone said he was Mitchell Trubisky 2.0, which was completely unfair. I heard people in this radio station say that, and it's unfair because look how freaking good he is right now. He might be playing the best of all the rookie of all the second year quarterbacks.
Did Mitchell Trubisky get a fair shake
in Chicago?
Yeah.
I mean, He made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, that's hard for me to say. He got I'll put it this way. He got the same chance that guys like Daniel Jones have gotten, and he didn't make the most of it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So maybe he did. But some guys can't get over bad experiences like they had.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's been plenty of them that are happening of late, and I feel that shift. But I think it's funny because you're like, you know, he got targeted as Mitchell Trubisky, and I'm like, I don't know that Mitchell Trubisky was that bad. I think he went to the worst place imaginable for quarterbacks.
Well, and Justin Fields did too, and then he got to go to Pittsburgh, and he was okay. He wasn't great. He wasn't bad. He was okay. And now he's in New York, and he's been bad except for last week. So I think that is a lot like Mitchell Trubisky. He went to Cleveland. It was in Chicago, and his first stop after that was where? Pittsburgh. And now he's been in Buffalo for a while. So. Yep.
Well, we're going to pick this conversation back up at 7. I do have a question for you guys about Divine Diablo and his absence, the tactic behind that. We'll pick that up at 7. But coming up next, Greg Sankey sent a strongly worded letter to the NCAA, and it seemed to have worked. Plus, we've got my Mac drop. I have a moral question for you guys about a Halloween decoration I saw yesterday. God. I'm not sure it's okay. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And there's a lot of controversy around the NCAA rules changing so that college athletes could bet on professional sports. So SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has spoken up saying SEC is not on board with this. It's a step in the wrong direction. And the board has decided to delay the effective date. It was supposed to happen like this week, November 1st. Pushing it to November 22nd till they can debate more.
Good. Greg Sankey's spot on. I'm glad he said something. And if you think it's some kind of violation, then you probably I'm just going to tell you, you're flat out wrong. I mean, NBA players making millions upon millions of dollars, NBA coaches making millions of dollars can't stay straight. NFL players can't figure out how to do this right. You think a bunch of college kids who just got handed millions of dollars are going to understand this and be able to make the right decision? You know, here's the thing I get irritated with. We pick and choose with people from the ages of 18 to 25 and when we want to say they're adults and when they're kids. And when it fits a narrative, we call them a kid. And when it fits the other narrative, we call them an adult. And it's agitating. But the reality is none of us, when we were that age, or I'll say not 99 out of 100 of us probably didn't have the maturity at that time to make the right decision without the money, much less with that money. So they shouldn't be put in that situation. Don't allow them to do it. If gambling's that important to you, then don't get a couple million dollars to play college football. Sorry. With everything in life, there comes a sacrifice. So yeah. You better learn it sooner rather than later.
I agree with the principle of what you're saying. I think when we go back to when this first was enacted, I wondered if this was just simply saying we can't police this. And I feel like that's still kind of where I'm at with it with Charlie Baker and the NCAA. It's almost like going, how do we go about policing 100,000 student athletes from betting on pro sports? It just feels impossible.
You're never going to police everyone. If you want to gamble, you'll find a back door to do it, some kind of black market bookie or whatever. But the reality is you want to deter people from doing it, kick them out for life. Any gambling, you're out for life. Sorry. You never get to play college football again. If the NFL wants to take you,
even if it's on pro sports,
it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. That's the only way to police this right now until you can find up of a better solution.
I just think, I don't know. To me, it just, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I think that when it comes to, okay, they want to do DraftKings, do a daily fantasy, go ahead. Like, who cares? If you're on the swim team at Auburn, I don't see why you can't pick a daily fantasy and win money that way.
Well, okay, sure. But the reality is that was there a DraftKings 15 years ago? I don't know when DraftKings came out. So you didn't get to do it.
No, it wasn't an option.
Yeah, so, okay, well then, so what? It's not an option now. You got 4 to 6 years, depending on when you came into college or whatever red shirt rule you want to use to not gamble. You got the rest of your life to gamble. And I don't think the swim team guy is the problem.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you've noticed, but athletics is a little bit different financially these days than it's ever been.
Exactly.
So, I didn't have money to gamble on DraftKings.
Well, that's kind of the point. Most of these players are going to come, not most, but a good bit of these players are going to come in and get NIL money. Do you really need to be gambling? Is your $160 you make off your parlay that big of a deal when you've got, $500 to $2.5 million guaranteed with an NIL deal for the next 4 years? Is it that big of a deal? You can't hold out? I mean, they have insider information because you know information about your school. You know what other teams kind of are doing. You know players. Like, is it that big of a deal? I mean, the money is more worth it to me that I'm getting guaranteed than the parlay that I could make that I may or may not win. I'm just saying, what's the big deal? I think Sankey's dead on with this. They should not be gambling.
We'll see what happens. Disagree. Yeah, we'll see. $168 million in buyouts are owed to football coaches, college football coaches that have been fired. Brian Kelly is owed $54 million. Billy Napier, $21 million. Mike Gundy, $15 million. The list goes on and on and on. This is insane.
Yeah, it's the best job you can possibly have, fired football coach. I don't know if it's harder to become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a Division I program, but the severance seems to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
For the Division I coaches. I don't know, maybe not. I couldn't tell you what a severance of a Fortune 500 CEO is. Probably pretty good too. So I don't know. It's crazy. The numbers keep stacking up. At some point, there's going to be programs just start to fall off and go, dude, we just can't afford these numbers. We're good with being mediocre.
They're only going to get bigger. I mean, every time Lane Kiffin's buyout for his next contract,
he might get a Jimbo guaranteed.
What was Cignetti's? $91 million or something like that?
Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Lane Kiffin's next buyout will be out of this world.
I agree.
I don't know what to tell you. Everybody's making millions of dollars, so I can't fault the guys that are putting them in place and helping set them up, helping set the players up. The players are making them look good too, don't get me wrong. But I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not gonna get smaller.
Yeah, if I'm Lane, I'm going, you know, if these players are coming to my office going, hey, are you leaving? I'd be like, don't worry, man. I'm taking you with me. You know what I mean? Like, hey man, you wanna go play at LSU? Hey, you wanna go play at Florida? Just stick with me, baby.
I don't know, show out
these last few games.
I would look at them and say, I don't know, were you on the Zoom call with so and so last night? I mean, that's the rumor. I mean, they're doing the same thing. That's the thing, is everybody's doing the same thing right now, so it's a free-for-all.
It is Georgia-Florida week. Can I tell you, I moved to Jacksonville a few years ago. I purposely got an apartment walking distance to the landing because I love that atmosphere.
Yeah.
They tore it down within a month.
No!
I clearly didn't do my research.
What year was that?
Here's 2019. They tore it down in 2019.
Man.
Yeah, I literally went, took a walk, took a picture, and the next day they started demolition. That's, it was so sad.
Yeah, I've partied at the landing after, as many of our people have, after a Florida-Georgia game.
It's a pretty good time.
It's phenomenal. It's pretty heavy whoever wins. That fan base is more predominant at that night. But it's a really good time. It used to be. Obviously, it's no longer there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it sucks. It's still a good event. I don't know what you're going to get in this game this year. Because I have no clue. I don't know what Florida's offense is going to look like.
Right.
Do you like that they are starting neutral site next year for those 2 years, one in Atlanta, one in Tampa? I wish they would have done those on campus. Like, it would have been, like, come on, man.
They did it on campus when they renovated it back in the early 90s, 94 and 95.
Missed opportunities.
That was the year that Spurrier kicked the field goal to put 50 on Georgia in Athens. You know, it was that was actually the day that the Braves won the World Series too. That's 30 years ago.
That's crazy.
But those were I think it'd be kind of cool. Everybody's seeking that big payout, and those schools are going to get decent payouts from the cities that are hosting.
Yeah,
it is cool that one of them's here. I guess I'll get to go. Maybe if we're not, we'll probably be on the road that day.
Yeah.
We'll probably be in like Madrid, Spain, or something.
Wouldn't it be cool if like the Falcons had a Thursday game that week?
Ooh,
be getting a rage.
It'd be cool, but it's unrealistic to think that would happen.
Yeah. Anyways,
well, each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day Lewis. That's tonight for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I have a Halloween decoration conundrum for you. So I'm trying to explore my new neighborhood. Went on a run last night, different area, and I went back behind this beautiful. It sounds like a weird word to describe it, but a beautiful cemetery that is next to a Marietta Square.
That is a weird word.
But it is. It truly is. If you know which one I'm talking about, it's gorgeous and it's massive. But okay. I went around a different side of it last night. Now, on this side, we've got the graveyard to the right, okay? And then on the left side, we've got townhouses lined up next to each other.
Okay.
All right. And it's their front that's facing the graveyard.
Oh, okay.
So their front porches, okay?
All right.
All right. We had a skeleton sitting on one of these front porches.
Oh, come on.
Looking out across the graveyard. Is that poor form?
No. I don't know. No.
Ironic, or is he staring out at his buddies?
I can think of way worse than that.
I mean, you're, your front view is a graveyard.
It is.
So, I was going to say.
I mean,
there should be a huge discount on that, too.
So either you got a good sense of humor or, you know, you did get a huge discount. So why not have fun with it? I mean, they're dead. What are they going to do? Like, I mean, it's not like you're not decorating their grave. You just put a skeleton dog out. I mean, it basically, if that's poor taste, then I don't think you can do any kind of a decoration for Halloween based on your location.
Right. Okay. You're talking about those houses specifically.
Yeah.
I think that one, but to have a skeleton sitting out literally looking at this graveyard, for a second I laughed and I was like, ooh.
Just keeping an eye on his owner.
Dude, I just think it's a missed opportunity. Like, it's almost disappointing that that's what it was. Like, if I live across from a cemetery during Halloween,
yeah.
I'm buying like a broke down excavator and I'm putting like a little bit of dirt and a leg hanging out of it and I'm parking it like in my driveway. You know what I mean? Like, something like, let's go the extra distance here. If we're going to live across the street from a cemetery, let's do this thing.
Mike said he's getting his money's worth.
Hey, you know what I mean? And I hope they got their money's worth for buying with a cemetery view.
Right.
And look, cemeteries can only be beautiful in the day. All right, as soon as it turns night, that word goes straight to creepy.
Yeah.
All right, there's just no way you can have a beautiful cemetery at night. But yeah, man, I'm getting my money's worth. Like I said, I'm doing some kind of design that plays into the cemetery, yes, but a skeleton just doesn't go far enough.
Have you ever visited a cemetery like at night, like that's out in the country? Like we had one, I think it was White Oak Church Road up in like in where we grew up in Paulding County.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go down this long road and then it turned like into a dirt road type, and just a cemetery sitting there.
Yep.
Where they and there was an old. There used to be.
You just the same thing.
Just sitting out. You just drive up, hang out, walk around, and try to like. You just scare yourself, really.
Right.
Your mind would scare yourself. That's right. All it was. I mean,
dude, I did the same thing in high school. Cops rolled up on us. We were like probably a mile down a dirt road at just some random like 1800s cemetery. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Cops like, what are y'all doing? We're like, oh, we're just, I don't really know. We just thought we'd come look. You know what I mean? Like, what are you supposed to say at that point?
You know what we're doing.
Yeah, we were just, I thought my great-grandfather was out here. Oh, why at midnight? I don't know. I don't know.
You're so accurate, though, because it was starting to turn to, like, sundown as I was running by, and I was like, this is getting a little bit weird.
Stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get home. I got to go.
All of a sudden, the branches start creaking.
Yeah, pick up my pace a little bit.
Reminds me of Hocus Pocus.
All right, well, that decoration's fine, then, in everyone's book, apparently. Still weird to me. Still weird to me. Coming up, we're going to dive back into the Falcons preview for this weekend. Our defense, their offense, how is it sizing up? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.